This is Wednesdays with Walton. Always our chance to talk baseball, even in the offseason, with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. And make sure you stay with us at the end. He has a Christmas present for you, something you want to listen to concerning thecardinalnation.com. A lot of topics to get into. The Cardinals have named their minor league pitcher and player of the year, Genesis Cabrera. Interesting lefty. News on him. Alex Reyes. Minor league coaches. The Rule 5 pickups last week or non-pickups. Steve Turco, longtime Cardinal minor league instructor and coach. News with him and so much more coming up with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. If you love baseball like I do, I have a great idea for a gift for the Cardinal fan or sports fan in your life. The 7th annual Evening with the Cardinals is coming up, and this year the featured guest will be Cardinals Hall of Famers Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter. In the past 6 years, this event has raised over $1.3 million for families battling childhood cancer. It's put on by the National Children's Cancer Society, and a special feature has been added to this year's event, and that will be a VIP conversation with the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. An Evening with the Cardinals will take place on January 26th at St. Louis Union Station Hotel Grand Ballroom. A private photo session, silent auction, dinner, cocktails, and the Q&A with Jim Edmonds and Chris Carpenter. To be a sponsor or to get your tickets, head to thenccs.org. That's thenccs.org. A reminder that on Thursday, the Blues are back in action. Blues fans, of course, can join the party for all Blues action this season at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. 11 area locations. Score a hat trick of savings. Great food and drink specials available during every Blues game, including Bud Family beer specials, the $4 Jack Daniels cocktails, $5.99 Blues sampler appetizers, $4 Blue Note Bombs, and the all-new Golden Bread Cocktail for $5. And that is at Hot Shot Sports Bar and Grill. Hair Saloon for Men. I go there, take my boys there. It's kind of a family affair for us. And they have 16 locations in St. Louis. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine. Get your hair cut. And that's all for just $22. Get that done at Hair Saloon for Men. It's never, and I mean never, the wrong time to talk baseball, even when it's Christmas time. We talk baseball with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. That's next.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
So we're just getting closer to the Christmas holiday in terms of Santa being under our tree with presents, and we have a present today, and that's Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com, and people are dying, as always, for Cardinal news, and that's what we do at thecardinalnation.com. You can read Brian and on scoopswithdannymac.com every Wednesday. It's Wednesdays with Walton, and Brian has been with us since we started scoopswithdannymac.com, and he does just an incredible job, not only covering the minor leagues, but also the major leagues. And happy holiday, sir, and Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you and everybody listening out there. And if you hang on to the very end, I'll have a little present for you as well. So stay with us.
I like it. Let's start with this. Rule 5 went and came and went last year, or last week, I should say, in Las Vegas. And we were kind of thinking, you know, a couple of Cardinals could get picked that were not protected on the 40-man roster. Were you surprised that a couple of guys were not picked and still are with the organization?
Yeah, I thought Junior Fernandez, a hard-throwing right-hander that had been at Springfield, had some shoulder problems, but they moved him from starting to relief. I thought he was the kind of guy that, you know, a club would take a gamble on that maybe isn't going to contend and, you know, might stick him in the back of the bullpen for a year. But Fernandez stayed with the team. The other guy that a lot of people thought would be taken, I didn't think as much, is second baseman Max Schrock, who was the other player along with Darryl Munoz, who came over from Oakland in the Piscotty trade last year. And the reason I didn't think that Schrock was as likely to go, his primary skill, his tool that really stands out is his hit tool. He never hit under 300 as a minor leaguer until 2018, and that was his first chance at AAA. So, you know, it's not the end of the world, but he had a very mediocre year, batting in the 250s. It, you know, really didn't stand out at all. And there are a lot of second basemen on the free agent market right now, and there don't appear to be a lot of second base jobs open. So, you know, a major league club taking a shot on a guy who is primarily a second base only player who really didn't stand out in AAA and doesn't look like he's ready for the majors was, you know, it didn't surprise me that teams passed on Trock. But the guy who did get taken did surprise me a little bit, and that's Chris Ellis, who was sort of the other guy with John Gant that came over, the other pitcher that came over from Atlanta in the Jaime Garcia trade a couple years ago. And Chris Ellis is 26 now. He bounced around between Memphis and Springfield. He started, he relieved. But he finished in Memphis rotation when all the, you know, the name brand guys, the Ponce de Leons and Gombers and all got called up to St. Louis. And he did a real good job for him. He had a 3.76 ERA at Memphis. And the Cardinals, you know, did not, you know, put Ellis on the 40-man roster. And so he was picked up immediately in the Rule 5 draft. But then immediately he was traded. So there was a pre-agreement that, you know, between the team that chose him, Texas, and the team that wanted him, Kansas City, and there was some amount of money that changed hands. And the rule for players that are taken in the major league phase, like Chris Ellis, they have to stay on the 40-man roster all year or be offered back to the original team or placed on waivers, which would allow any other team to get a shot at him. So even though Chris Ellis is lost, which isn't a huge deal given the wealth of pitching the Cardinals have, there's still a chance he could end up back with the Cardinals this, at, you know, later this spring or during the season.
Sure. There's a guy I want to ask you about, and to me he's so intriguing when we talk about the fact that the Cardinals are in need of a lefty, and yet they still have not either traded or signed for a lefty yet in free agency, and that's Genesis Cabrera. And, you know, this is a guy that is intriguing to so many. We've talked about him before. He's really had what looks to be a pretty good winter. Tell our fans again, Brian, I know you've talked a lot about him, but tell our fans more about this guy, because as we go along and edge closer to spring training, I think the intrigue really mounts even more and more with this kid, and maybe he gets a shot as we get closer to spring training.
Well, probably the most exciting thing about Genesis Cabrera in a system with a lot of pitching is that he's left-handed. And, you know, that's a rare commodity. And, you know, he was the guy reportedly that was crucial that the Cardinals wanted in giving up a starting major league center fielder, Tommy Pham. So obviously they think a lot of this guy. And yeah, they got a couple other players too, but Cabrera was the guy, is everything I've heard in that trade. He pitched last year at 21 years old. Now he turned 22 in October. Really his only experience at this point is Double A. So, you know, he did a little Triple A at the very end of the season and in the postseason, but he's still a very green young player. And the question with Genesis Cabrera in winter ball right now, he's pitching in relief. And he's pitching a couple batters. He's not even throwing full innings. He's going out and taking on a couple guys, and, you know, he's punching them out of like 21 strikeouts in 14 innings, only a couple walks, like a 150 batting average against. Basically, he's blowing away these hitters in Dominican Winter League, which is good, but Dominican Winter League isn't the major leagues. It's, you know, maybe Triple A, maybe Double A. So the guy's good. But for me, the question is, a talent like Genesis Cabrera and the fact that the Cardinals haven't had a left-hander in their rotation since regularly, now Gomber was, you know, filled in, but since Jaime Garcia, are they going to have Genesis Cabrera be a starter in Triple A, or are they going to be tempted to do what they did with Jordan Hicks and just bring him to the major league and put him in the bullpen? If Cabrera was a right-hander, I might feel differently, but given the fact that he's a lefty and has his talent, I'm hoping, and I have no inside information, but I'm hoping that they'll keep him starting for a while longer and see what he can do at Memphis this year.
Really interesting, and we'll see how that plays out in spring training. Former Cardinals roving instructor Steve Turco, such a good guy. I know him well, earned the Mike Coolball Coolball Award for outstanding work ethic, baseball know-how, and prospect mentorship in the winter meetings. And that's really a prestigious award. He had won the George Kissel Award a couple of times. He had been in the Cardinals minor league system for years. You make a living out of covering the Cardinals minor league system, Brian. Tell us a little bit about Steve Turco.
I have the greatest amount of respect for Steve Turco. just a lifetime Cardinal. I mean, he, like so many guys, started out as a player in the late 70s. He was an infielder in the system. But, of course, you know, like so many, he didn't reach the majors and found his career in teaching others. And he was a minor league coach for a while in the system. Then he did high school ball, came back to the Cardinals, was a manager, then moved to scouting for a while. And I think, you know, his personal situation was such, he was a scout for a while. And then around 2009, he came back as the manager of the Gulf Coast League Cardinals, this entry-level team down in Jupiter, where they get the youngest players. The youngest players who were either just drafted or the kids that are just coming over from the Dominican for the first time, at that time Venezuela as well, the Cardinals had a team there. And he was extremely successful in the Gulf Coast League. The teams won well. The players were developed well. And as you said, he won the Kissel Award twice, which isn't just something that the guys who sit in offices in St. Louis decide. The Kissel Award is voted on by all the people in player development each year as the person that they think is the pinnacle of excellence. And so, you know, to win that twice is a big deal. And the Cool Ball Award is sort of a minor league baseball level Kissel Award, so to speak. And, you know, Steve had some health problems. I think I've heard he's got those under control. He had a step away from the Gulf Coast League job in the middle of last season, early last season, and moved into a roving job this last year. And now he's decided to retire and focus on his life after baseball. But he was just a tremendous guy and a guy that was an asset for the Cardinals organization for many, many years. And, you know, the goal for a lot of guys is to reach major leagues. But, Steve Turco found that, hey, his niche, you know, where he could have the greatest, you know, impact on the Cardinals system was with those youngest players. And he was extremely successful at it.
With hundreds of wines and craft beers to taste and culinary delights around every corner, you're not going to want to miss the 17th annual Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. January 25th, 26th, and 27th at Union Station. St. Louis Food and Wine presented by Schnucks. Be a part of the largest food and wine show in the Midwest. Schnucks Certified Wine Specialist and Cicerones will be there. Tickets available at stlfoodandwine.com. Thanks to Schnucks. Speaking of coaches, Brian, we've talked about this as well. We know that Stubby Clapp is going to join the Major League staff, but because of that, there's got to be vacancies to fill. What do we know about some of those vacancies at all levels of the Cardinals minor league system?
Well, there was an article by Rob Raines of STL Sports Page announcing that, or that his sources had told him that the new Memphis manager for 2019 to replace Stubby Clapp is a man named Ben Johnson. And Johnson's in his mid to late 30s. He was he's very much like Stubby in a way, in that he was a former Cardinal. That he coached in the minor leagues, didn't have a lot of managerial experience. Of course, he's just only in his 30s, but also that he's a Memphis, not only a Memphis resident like Stubby, but unlike Stubby, he's a Memphis native. So Ben Johnson was a coach last year with the Durham Bulls, and the Durham Bulls are our Tampa Bay's AAA affiliate that played the Memphis Redbirds the last 2 years in the AAA National Championship. And of course, Durham won 2 years ago, but Memphis won this past year. And Johnson reached the major leagues. He spent time with San Diego and the Mets, and then moved into minor league ball. And really, mostly has coached. I think he's had one year maybe managing. So he's relatively inexperienced as a manager, but he's somebody who is known in the community. Certainly knows baseball well, and should be an interesting choice. Now, I will tell you that the Cardinals have not announced any of their 2019 managerial or coaching assignments. So all this right now is rumored. And typically the reason for that is that the Cardinals want to get all their key jobs filled and get that all locked down before they announce. And in the case of Memphis, obviously they're bringing in someone outside the organization. And the rumors that I hear is that Springfield will also potentially have a new manager from outside the organization, although that's not confirmed. I don't know who it is. But I do know that Johnny Rodriguez, who was the manager at Springfield last couple of years, is going to be moving into a roving instructor job in the system for next year.
They did announce, though, this week, the minor league player and pitcher of the year. No surprise to me, Dakota Hudson, the pitcher of the year, and Tyler O'Neill is the player of the year. Any surprises for you with those choices?
No, the Cardinals organization typically announce the players that they name as the players of the year are not only exceptional players, but they typically announce the best playing top prospects of the year. And what I mean by that is, if you were totally focused on statistics, you'd find guys lower in the system who, at their level, may have even performed better than these guys. But these guys are the guys that are not on the threshold of the major leagues. But O'Neill actually played in only three fewer games with St. Louis than he did with Memphis. But in O'Neill's time in Memphis, he drove in 63 runs in 64 games. I mean, you know, think about that in a major league. You know, in a major league season, you know, we're talking about a guy with 150 RBI. Now, granted, you know, he's not going to do that in the major league, but that's the kind of year, the kind of production that O'Neill had when he was in Memphis. So, you know, there's a reason that Tyler O'Neill is, you know, looked at as a future, you know, talent and a guy that, you know, if he can cut down those strikeouts and become a little more selective at the plate, you know, we could see in the major leagues for a long time. And, you know, Dakota Hudson, he also pitched in more games in St. Louis, but the reason that he did, of course, was because in St. Louis he was a reliever, whereas in Memphis he was a starter, and he was extremely effective. And he, you know, to be honest, he and Daniel Ponce de Leon were neck and neck all year in terms of, you know, who's leading the Pacific Coast League in ERA. But Dakota Hudson, you know, is obviously an exceptional pitcher. He's the best pitcher in his league the last 2 years in a row. So he was not only a Pacific Coast League Pitcher of the Year this year, but he was the Texas League Pitcher of the Year last year in Double A, and that's, you know, that's some pretty rarefied company. So, you know, again, Hudson, you know, in my selfish way, I'd love to see the Cardinals bring in and develop enough relief help that we could see Hudson get a chance to start. But, you know, the sheer number game may be that he'll end up being the, you know, next generation Trevor Rosenthal, who was an effective starter but was so good in relief that they couldn't afford to ever put him in the rotation.
And that leads me to my final question, Alex Reyes. And, you know, he's been, as you've documented, number one on your prospect list, number one on many prospect lists and those that look at the minor leagues. We'll get more of a clarification, I'm sure, as we get closer to the winter warm-up about the role and how the Cardinals plan to use him. Mo did tell me that, you know, don't anticipate 200 innings for Alex Reyes. But I'm curious, you know, I'm really curious, Brian, how the Cardinals plan to use him. If he's a starter, it's limited in terms of innings. And if he's a reliever, how much can you count on him? Can he go back-to-back? Can he go 3 out of 4, 3 out of 5? Those are all questions that need to be answered at some point. And if he's had that full, normal, quote-unquote, off-season, what can you expect from him coming into spring training? I just think it's a fascinating aspect of this off-season and what could be a really intriguing question mark going into spring training.
Yeah, I don't think we'll get any particular additional insight by winter warm-up. I don't think we'll know until we get in and through spring training. We see not only what Alex Reyes is doing in terms of his readiness, but also all the other pitchers that are in this mix. The one thing I will say that is an additional wild card question about Alex Reyes is the type of injury that he had. The last time Tommy John, right, everybody gets that, you know, 12, 16 months, blah, blah, blah. Well, this time, Alex had an injury with a tendon in his shoulder, in the lat, and it required surgery to reattach this tendon to the bone. Now, it wasn't torn all the way away, but it is a type of injury that is fairly rare in terms of guys coming back from. And the poster child for this type of surgery is Jake Peavy, who had this surgery. His lat was all the way torn from the bone. And he had that surgery, I think, in 2010, something like that, and came back and had a good career. But it's not assured that, you know, Reyes is going to be the same guy that we saw before. And then the question is, the point you were on before, what's a better way to deal with a guy like him? Is it better to have him start every fifth day and throw 80 to 100 pitches? Or is it better for him to pitch every second day and, you know, all the warming up and all the wasted pitches that relievers have? You know, it's fascinating, not only in terms of the dynamics of the Cardinals and all the other guys in the roster, but, you know, what's going to be best for Alex Reyes to try to be healthy enough to fulfill this potential? Because, you know, everybody's getting, and Alex is, I'm sure, getting tired of, you know, talking. He wants to get out there and pitch and show what he can do. But there have been so many roadblocks that have kept that from happening.
Absolutely.
You know, he's been our number one prospect now 4 years in a row. That's a record, and that's not a good record to have because, you know, you want your prospects to graduate to the major leagues and not be prospects anymore.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
It's happened. It's now open. Lou Fuse Jeep, Highway K, O'Fallon, Missouri. The first standalone ground-up Jeep store in the country. Largest Jeep inventory in St. Louis. If you want a Jeep, Lou Fuse Jeep is the place to go. 22 service bays, accessories, apparel, state-of-the-art facility. Lou Fuse Jeep, Highway K, O'Fallon, Missouri.
Lou Fuse, we are St. Louis.
I tell everybody, Brian, as you know, go to thecardinalnation.com, sign up, get the insider information. If you love the Cardinals, it's the place to go. And now you have intrigued me. You're going to give me a Christmas present, maybe our listeners a Christmas present. What do you have for us?
In fact, it is a Christmas present. I have never had an off sale, but I am for this Christmas. Gift memberships to the Cardinal Nation are being offered at 20% off, and we've had this special going on now. We just started at the beginning of the week. Only for listeners who on this podcast, only, there will be a special code that will be active and available until the end of the year that gets you another 5%. So we're talking about 25% off a year of the Cardinal Nation if you enter the code SCOOPS.
Uh-huh.
And if you're listening to this, you better know how to spell SCOOPS. And if you can't, sorry, you don't get the bonus. 25% off. It's not publicized, but there's a place there where you can enter the code. If you enter SCOOPS, 25% off for the year. And the good news is, it doesn't have to be for a gift. You can give a gift to yourself if you want. So we'll set it up. We'll have it go any way you want it. If you contact me, if you want to do something special, you know, we'll start it anytime you want. We'll announce it any way you want. You can have it your way, so to speak.
Unbelievable. Just promo code SCOOPS. It's unbelievable.
I just feel,
you know, we're like, you know, Santa and I'm the little elf. I love it.
Yeah, well, just don't be buddy.
Brian, you're the best. Thank you so much. Everybody go to thecardinalnation.com and make sure you take advantage of the great offer. And have a great Christmas if I don't talk to you, and we'll make sure and hook up next week. And, hey, it never stops, thecardinalnation.com. And you're even working on Christmas, you were telling me. You're a sick puppy, man.
We have new content 365 days a year.
You're sick, man. Come on. Christmas Eve, Christmas, take the day off.
You know, I can post things ahead of time and punch buttons. It doesn't necessarily have to be a full day, but, you know, there's downtime. We all have downtimes in the holidays. Maybe we watch football, whatever. I watch football on a laptop in my lap. That's just the way I go.
I get it. Hey, love you, buddy. Thanks for everything, and Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you, Dan, and same to everybody listening out there.